I want to speak this evening on a single verse of Scripture, one of the verses that we read in Philippians chapter 4, and it's the words of verse 19, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. We're very near the end of his letter to the church in Philippi. The Apostle Paul says to his readers, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." These are encouraging words that Paul addressed to the Christians in Philippi. They're a part of the Scriptures. They're here for our good and for our benefit. And I want to think a little bit about these words this evening, about God as the God who supplies all the needs of his people, who does so abundantly. He does it according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And as we think of that single verse of Scripture, I want to think, first of all, about who these words are addressed to. Who are these words for? One of the problems that exists when you take an individual verse out of the Scriptures, you lose the context of that. And words that are in the Scriptures are sometimes taken to apply to everybody when they don't apply to everybody. Paul is speaking in this verse about God as the God who abundantly meets people's needs. But he does so in a particular letter that is addressed to a particular church. And the believers in the church in Philippi were those who received this letter. And when Paul talks about God supplying all their need, his first thought was of the Christians in the church in Philippi. And these were people who had been very, very faithful in their support of the Apostle Paul. They had been sending him gifts. They had been providing for him on various occasions in different ways. And Paul had recently received gifts from them. These gifts had been delivered by a man called Epaphroditus. He mentions him there in verse 18. He had received from Epaphroditus the things sent from the believers in Philippi. And these were not the first gifts that he had received from the Christians in Philippi. Verse 15 and 16, he says, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities." Whenever Paul was in need, it was the Philippians who sought to meet his needs. They sought to make sure that if there was anything lacking where Paul was concerned, that they would make sure that there wasn't anything lacking. They were believers who had dug deep, and they had given very sacrificially to make sure that Christ's apostle was able to keep on doing his work of taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And Paul writes about that generosity of the Philippians in what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. He talks about the grace that God had given to the Macedonian churches. And he talks about how they were in a time of severe trial. And yet, in the midst of their own poverty, which was extreme, they had been very, very generous in giving for the work that Paul was doing. And he says that he can testify that they gave as much as they were able, and they even gave beyond their ability. So these Philippians that Paul is writing to were people who had been a real help to him in his ministry. they had given to him when they had very little themselves. They placed a priority on supporting him as an apostle of Christ in his ministry. And it's to those people that Paul says, "And my God shall supply all your need." They recognized that Paul had needs, and they had given in response to those needs. But they had given, Paul says, they gave out of their poverty. But he says that God gives according to his riches. And so it is those who had honored God in their giving who would experience the great blessing that is spoken of here in these words. So these words were addressed originally to people who were sacrificial givers. And Paul is saying that those people like yourselves who are sacrificial givers, those who give in order to meet the needs of others, you will find that God will supply all your need. In the teaching of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 6, there's a verse there, verse 38, where Jesus says about this grace of giving. He says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." And Paul is echoing those words. He's saying to the Philippians, "You have been very generous in your giving to me." And he says, "You will find that God will be very generous in supplying all of your need." So these words are words that are relevant for those who are sacrificial givers. They're not relevant to people who keep back for themselves all that is good and all that is best and who seldom give. Those who are not givers will not find this verse to be true in their experience. So that's the first thing about who these words are for. In the second place, I want you just to note what God is promising here. He is promising that he will supply all your need. God will supply all your need. And so to these committed, sacrificial givers, Paul delivers this great promise: "My God shall supply all your need." God will meet all the needs that they have in life. Just as Paul himself had needs, so the Philippians had needs. And he promises that God will take note of every single one of those needs, and God will always supply. Paul himself, when he writes those words, he is a prisoner, in Rome, and there's not much that he can supply for them. He can pray for them. He can send them this letter. But that's about it. But God is not confined. God is not restricted. And Paul wants to assure them that his God will supply all of their needs. And for all who are genuine Christians, we can draw great comfort from these words, because these words are words that are appropriate for all true believers. In life, we have many different needs, all sorts of needs at different times, and we have the assurance that our God is a God who will supply all of those needs. Again and again and again, God will be the supplier of all our needs. It'll not just be what we see as the big needs that he will supply. God will supply the little needs as well. And sometimes It's the little things that are all important. God promises to supply all our needs. And this is a tremendous promise to hold on to. It's good to know that God himself is the one who will supply. Now, this verse, however, is not a guarantee that in the future we will always feel as if everything is going well in our lives. The fact that God will definitely supply all our needs doesn't mean that life will always feel as if it is good. Two things I want to say in regard to that. First of all, it is needs that Paul is talking about. Needs and wants are two very different things. The more worldly a person is, the more wants they will have. But God does not promise to supply all our wants. What we want is not always something that would actually be good for us. We might think it would be good for us. We might have good reasons to think it would be good for us. But God knows better. All of us would naturally choose for ourselves a life where things work out smoothly, where things are comfortable. But God knows that that's not what we need. That's what we want. That kind of life where there are no troubles, where everything is smooth, that's not the kind of life that the Apostle Paul knew. And Paul was a follower of Christ, and our Lord's experience of life was not that everybody listened to him and that everything worked out well and there was never any opposition and that he always had plenty. That just wasn't the way it was. It's needs that God promises to supply. And God knows what we need, and God promises to deliver what we truly need. And therefore, it's reasonable for us to believe that if God hasn't supplied something, well then at the minute it's not something that we need. He may supply it later, it may be a need then, but if he hasn't supplied it, well then we don't need it, because God has said that he will supply all our needs. So that's the first thing to remember about God providing all our needs, is that it is needs and not wants. The second thing I want to say about that is that having our needs met, that sounds good to us, but having our needs met is not always a pleasant experience. God does not say that we will always enjoy him meeting and supplying our needs. For example, sometimes what we need is to see our sin. And that's not a pleasant experience. Whenever we realize what sinners we are, and that's what we need, and God supplies that need, well, that doesn't really feel like a pleasurable experience. There are other ways in which what we need won't seem to be pleasant. Sometimes we need God's discipline in our lives, and no discipline seems pleasant at the time, we're told in Hebrews. Sometimes in life we need courage, and we need strength to do things that we don't really want to do. And we would rather not do those things, but instead God supplies what we need to do the things that we should do and that are good for us to do. So God supplying our needs won't always feel like a good thing, but it always will be a good thing. And it is good for us to know that in the future, the God who gives us new life in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be there to sustain that life and God will continue to supply all the needs of his people. Our needs differ from person to person. Our needs differ from time to time. God always knows what we need, and God is fully able to supply, and he will supply. And what he'll supply this week might be different from what he supplied last week. But God knows what the true needs are. And Paul says, my God shall supply all your need. Now let us also note that Paul goes beyond that. And let's think also of the fact that it is an abundant supply of our needs that we're told about. It is an abundant supply of our needs. Paul does not limit himself to promising the Philippians that every single one of their needs will be supplied by God. He goes beyond that, and he says something about the nature of God's giving. God's giving will be according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And there's two important things to take hold of there as Paul describes the kind of supplying of our needs that God employs. First of all, there's the thought that it is abundant giving. It's abundant supply. God will meet our needs not just to the extent that he can say, well, this is what you needed and this is what you've got, but we're told that he will meet needs, he will supply needs according to his riches in glory. God gives according to his riches. If we give according to our riches, well, the people who are the most rich will be able to give more than the poorest of us. If we give according to the riches that we have, well, God gives according to his riches. How rich is God? God does not just give what is sufficient to meet our needs, but God gives in proportion to his endless resources. All things are his. And when God gives, he gives according to how rich he is. There was a limit to the giving of the Philippians. They were only able to give so much in their support of Paul. And he was thankful that they gave as much as they did give. But God doesn't suffer from limits. The Philippians knew times of extreme poverty. God never knows times of extreme poverty. God always has all resources at his disposal. And God is a God who loves not just to fill our cup so that it's well filled, but he loves to fill it so that it is overflowing. When we ask for God to meet our needs, he's a God who loves to give immeasurably more than we ask for, or than we can even imagine. So we can look to the future in confidence that God will keep on supplying all our needs, and he will do so according to how rich he is. God gives not according to how great our need is, but according to how rich he is. And that's a great thing to know. If you're looking for some help for a project, and you get help from someone who is very rich and they give according to their riches, well, you'll not just get what you need, but you'll get what will enable you to do vastly more than what you were wanting to accomplish. And that's the picture that Paul has. God supplies his people's needs, and he does so according to his riches. God is a God who is generous in his giving. And also, in that second half of the verse, we're reminded that God's riches are all in Christ. God will supply all our need. He'll do so according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is in Christ that God has deposited all of the riches that he has for his saved people. Jesus Christ is the sum of all the blessings that are ours. In the scriptures, it often talks about Christians as being those who are in Christ. And some Bible versions of this verse translated according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. People are either united with Christ and in Christ, or they are separate from Christ and they are outside of Christ. And the blessings that God has for us, the ways in which he supplies our needs, they come to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, through our relationship with him. If a person is outside of Christ, well, then it will not be the case that God will supply all their needs, because our needs are met in Christ, through Christ, by Christ. And so we have to be connected to Christ to receive those blessings. For those who are believers, we need to learn to appreciate all that God has given us in his Son, the Lord Jesus. What we often need in order to be better Christians than we are at present is not for God to give us something new. We don't need a new toy to play with. What we need is to grasp how good it is that we are in Christ. To grasp the riches, to grasp how rich we are in Jesus Christ. Our needs are met according to God's endless, glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And that's something that the Apostle Paul often writes about in his letters. For example, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Our blessings are all in Christ. And he prays in that letter, chapter 3, verse 18, he prays that his readers will have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Just to appreciate the extent of the love of God towards us in Jesus Christ, to grasp that a bit better, to realize that it's a bit wider than we thought it was, to grasp that it's a lot deeper than we thought it was, and so on. This is our need to recognize how rich we are because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Advancing in the Christian faith is as much about going deeper into those things that we already know to be true as it is about learning things that we hadn't really yet properly understood. We need to learn not to be content with a mere surface knowledge of Christian truth, but to discover the depths of what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are promised that God will supply all our needs, and that he will do so abundantly. He will do so according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. None of us knows what the future will hold for us in terms of all sorts of things. Those matters are hidden from us. But here's something that we can know, that if we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, then all our needs will be supplied. Day after day after day, that will be the case. Whether we're in our familiar surroundings or whether we're in a place that's strange to us, God will be the same God. He will supply all our needs according to his wonderful riches. There may be things that concern us about the future. We may wonder how we will cope if things go this way. We might wonder that in our own lives. We might wonder that in our national life. Well, God will supply. And God has endless riches out of which to supply our needs. There are things we might fear, but God reassures us that he knows what our needs are, and he is well able to supply abundantly. If you're a believer, well then these words are for you. As God looks upon your life, he knows what you want, but more importantly, he knows what you need. And he has promised that what you need, he will supply. And God will not just give you what you need, but he will give you abundantly. It's not the size of your need that's the important thing. It's the riches of the giver that is important. And God is truly rich. And when he meets our needs, it's his pocket that he reaches into. And his pockets are endlessly deep. All things are his. And because all things are his, all things become ours in Christ. All things are ours in Christ, we're told in the scriptures. So let us take heart and let us rejoice that our needs are well known and that the one who knows them well is always abundantly able to provide, and he will always provide abundantly. Those who are in Christ will always be wonderfully rich. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen.